Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, and we're at the end of Klal Mem Daled, and I'd like to go through a few scenarios which I was given gave a class for the girls, and they asked a few questions afterwards in regard to the lachos of Hetzach Hadas, and they gave some good examples of commonplace situations which might be considered Hetzach Hadas or not. Just to introduce one point over here, Rabbi Yasha says that nowadays that it's very common for people to change their mind when it comes to food, to the point that a lot of these issues of Hesed Hadas are not really Hesed Hadas anymore, because it's so common for people to go back and forth on the food issues. So the first example is a woman who's asking a question. She's the Balabasta. They finished clearing the table for Shabbos. The Shabbos table, they were ready to bench. Everybody was waiting to bench. So the woman was in the kitchen, they were just putting a few things away, and then she's going to come out and join the family for benching. She noticed that there was a few green beans left over, and she wanted to know what should she have done in regards to eating those green beans. So here, above and beyond the fact that they said let's bench, which maybe nowadays doesn't have the weight of benching, everybody was waiting for her to come back. So the whole family had been misalik das for meeting. So we'd have to assume that normally the woman would not do this, and therefore it would be considered that she was there was a hesek das. Arguably, if this was a common thing for women when they go in the kitchen to take one last bite of that last French fry, while everybody sneak it in while everybody's waiting, if that becomes a normal thing. So then there would not be a hesek das. But the Maaseh of the Shulchan Aruch says that in these type of cases where it looks like you have a siluk, you're going to have a suffix whether you need a new bracha or not. And since you have a suffix whether you need a bracha, you should avoid eating it. Okay, one of the girls asked, I was really full for my food, and I announced to my whole family that I was done eating. But then my mother brought out more food and looked really good, really good, so I decided to have some. So I think in that situation, it's common enough nowadays that people say they're full, and they're really full, and the next thing they know, they're eating more. Okay. The next scenario, I was eating pickles at the dinner table, and I stopped eating. I told my family I was finished, and I left the table. I never made a bracha achrona, and they announced that there were brownies. I came back to the table, and I grabbed one. Do I need to make another bracha? So over here, above and beyond the decision not to eat anymore, the person walked away from the table. So that, even according to what Rabbi Yashiv is saying, because the person has decided to walk away from the table, they did an action based on their decision, that's considered a full decision, and that would definitely be a hesed hadas, and therefore in that situation a person would need a new bracha. Person was eating a cupcake and decided they're going to be healthy and only eat one. Then they said that they could start being healthy the next day, and I could eat one more. Is that considered ending the meal, which we need a new bracha? The answer is no. It is common enough that people make these decisions, and then they waver on these decisions. So that was a Riyash's point, that that's not considered a Hesek Hadas anymore. I was eating noodles by myself in the kitchen. I got up to clear my dishes because I was done. As I was returning to Masita to make a bracha chorna, I saw some wafers in the pantry that I really want. Do I need a new bracha? The answer is yes. I'm eating the Shabbos Seder with my family, and right before dessert, I announce everyone that I'm done eating. I clear some dishes and go downstairs to the living room to read, and I plan to come back when everybody's ready to bench. So again, here the person has walked away, and then an action which shows that they're finished. Then they bring minutes later, 10 minutes later, my mother brings out dessert for everyone, and I realize that I do want some. Was that a Hesek Hadas, which would require a new bracha? The answer is yes. Okay. I'm eating popcorn on the couch late at night, and I drift off to sleep. If I wake up just after a minute of nodding off, do I need to make a new bracha on my popcorn when I wake up? So that's this example we just gave of sleeping. The person did not intentionally go to sleep. They sort of nodded off. It wasn't a deep sleep, and they didn't get up and go to bed. And it wasn't a long time. So do they need a new bracha on the popcorn when they wake up? And the answer is no. So there we have some common examples. You can get the idea of how where Hesach Hadas could sometimes play a role requiring a new bracha and when it can't. Okay, Bez Hashem, in the tomorrow shir, we will start Klamim Hey. Have a good day.